Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the city sports and event center is expected to be turned over to the city in the next month, but it is already making waves around the community. The arena has hosted multiple volleyball and basketball tournaments this month, welcoming several thousand visitors for each. Skip Tuttle is the principal and broker in charge of the Tuttle Company, who helped with the development of the property, and said there is not an indoor facility in the southeast that compares to the quality and functionality of this one.
We went out and looked at indoor facilities all over the southeast, and nothing compares to this place. The quality of the finishes, the city stepped up and put the best floor system, the best lighting system, the best goal system, the lapidary ceiling system. Now when these promoters come in to look at it, they say, oh my goodness.
Rock Hill PRT Director John Taylor said it is what they thought it would be and more.
The events, we've had three events in there, and you know, we've had to do it without the main arena, but the turnout has been just awesome. And it's proving what I think we were saying all along, that it's going to be another big piece to our sports tourism puzzle.
Taylor said they have events scheduled through the end of 2020.
I think we got 8 dates that open, but 6 are under negotiation, so pretty much every weekend, you know, throughout 2020.
Tuttle said while the building has not yet been handed over to the city is already managing operations.
They had 4,000 people here last weekend. It is meeting everybody's expectations.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.